It is time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com, the one place to go to find out what's coming up, what's been going on, and what is going on. And, of course, they have a great chronological calendar of coming events right there when you go to their homepage. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
And good morning to you, Marshall. And we are looking forward to a real summer week coming up one way or another. So many things to do.
All right. Well, why don't we start off today in Lee?
Yep, I know. This is very short notice, and I really apologize for this, everyone. This is an event this afternoon in Lee, Massachusetts, at the Lee Congregational Church. But the facts of the matter are that Rural Intelligence has the inside story on this one. So this afternoon, it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Paul Green and his band, which is called Two Worlds, are going to be performing a whole series of original compositions of jazz and Jewish fusion. And I can tell you that Paul is a virtuoso clarinetist. He's going to be joined by Charlie Tokars, Jason Ennis, Ben Cohn, Dan Broad, and Pete Sweeney. And they are going to have a really wonderful, you know, afternoon of jazz. And the reason that we are so biased and have the inside story is that Paul Green is the husband of our own editor, Lisa Green. And for those who know Lisa, they will be able to confirm that she is very quiet about her own talents and about Paul's talents. They don't make a fuss about them. But I can tell you, I don't have any reluctance about shouting all about their really fantastic abilities. And Paul is an amazing clarinetist. But more importantly than that, I think that his compositions, and I've heard a number of his compositions, are just absolutely fabulous as well. So if you want to listen to great jazz, Jewish fusion, this afternoon, 3 o'clock, at the Lee Congregational Church is the place to be. It really is going to be a fun afternoon.
All right. We will move on to May 21st and go to the Crissy Farm Mayfest in Great Barrington with Construct.
Yep. This is, we mentioned it very briefly last week. I just wanted to reconfirm it to everyone. So Monday evening, 5:30, Construct is having its annual fundraiser at Crissy Farm. It's called Mayfest. It's sort of tastings from all sorts of local restaurants and distillers and wine vendors. The honorees are Deborah and Bill Ryan this year. This is a great cause, so if you can get out and support Construct, this is your opportunity to do so. So that's Monday, May 21st. Check out tickets on their website via ruralintelligence.com.
On May 22nd in Pittsfield at the Country Club, the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards Breakfast.
Yeah, now this is a new event from a relatively new organization. So, and it looks as though it's long overdue, by the way. So it's a real opportunity. This is an opportunity to celebrate so many people in our community who really do give back. And it's all arranged by the Nonprofit Center for the Berkshires, and whose raison d'etre is to bring the nonprofit organizations in the Berkshires together to communicate with each other, to try and improve the efforts that they have and the sort of way they work together to be more efficient. And so they're having the Berkshire Nonprofit Awards Breakfast, and the idea is to recognize those individuals who work really tirelessly for the nonprofit sector in the community. I do know that it's going to be a really fun event. It's a breakfast. It's going to be quite short and sweet, but they are going to try and make it really fun. So it's an opportunity to celebrate something serious and still have fun. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you can go to the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires website, and it's all set out very clearly. And of course, you can get there via Rural Intelligence. I keep on mentioning that, but you know, on our calendar of events, we really do try and have links to all of these things going on so that you can find it all in one place.
On the 22nd, let's go to Ghent, the Hudson Chatham Winery.
Yeah, now there are one or two wine events coming up this week, and as you are well aware, I'm biased on this one, and I saw this and I thought this is really funny. So the Hudson Chatham Winery is having an event which is all about wine for your overall health and well-being. And, you know, this is a really great opportunity for people in this region because there are so many wineries now, whether it's in the Berkshires, whether it's in Northwest Connecticut, and even into New York State as well. The number have opened up. They've been going for some time, but the number of them who are opening up just locally is tremendous. And here we are being told that there are health and well-being advantages to drinking wine as well. So it's a real benefit for us. So anyway, they are starting off with a 15-minute walk through the vineyard, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 22nd. And then you go back to the tasting room, and there's all sorts of tastings, and there's a presentation on the benefits of drinking wine. So it's a tough business, but somebody has to do it. And it sounds like you can start off on Tuesday, May the 22nd, at the Hudson Chatham Winery in Ghent. And then we can talk about some of the other events coming up in the week as well, which will give us more health benefits by the sound of things.
All right. On the 24th, the Claremont State Historic Site in Hudson.
Yeah. Now, I love the Claremont State Historic Site and the Claremont House itself. It's just got that sort of, it's an intimate feel. It's not a fancy organization, but it just is lovely. It's real local, real benefits to one of the, and there are a couple that we're going to be talking about in this of that type this week, of events of that type this week. And Claremont State Historic Site on Thursday, May the 24th, is actually celebrating the kickoff of Harmonies on Hudson. They're going to have a season preview party. There's going to be wine and cheese, and there's going to be a performance from the jazzy pop vocalist Kayla Ray. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, so this is your opportunity to enjoy the Claremont State Historic Site, wander around, and also hear some great music from Kayla Ray. That's at 6 o'clock, Thursday, May the 24th.
Well, from one historic site to the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield on the 24th.
Yeah, now this looks really interesting. They're having a screening at the Berkshire Museum of a documentary film, which is called Melville in Love. And it's going to be followed by a question and answer session with the Melville biographer, Michael Sheldon. And also the film's director is going to be there, Seth Newton. Anyway, 2016, Michael Sheldon published his biography of Herman Melville. And at that stage, we really learned an enormous amount more about Herman Melville and why he moved to this area. Apparently, in the summer of 1850, he fell in love with a married woman in the area, and he was so determined to remain at her side or close by that he went very deeply into debt to buy the farm next to hers. And that love story and what happened remained actually a secret for 150 years until the biography by Michael Sheldon came out. And a film has been made about this. It's a documentary. It sounds really fascinating. It's an opportunity to find out much more about Herman Melville's life. See it all. It's at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield at 7 p.m. on Thursday, May the 24th. So if you if you want to learn more about one of the most important writers of the 1800s, this is a real opportunity to do that. So 7 p.m., Berkshire Museum, Thursday, May 24th.
And running May 25th through the 27th, the Hudson Bronson House, Design Hudson.
Yeah. Now this is it's based in the Bronson House, but this is all over Hudson. So Design Hudson is one of the things my wife loves. She loves house tours. She really gets so much inspiration from them on how to redesign and redecorate our bathrooms and our bedrooms and our kitchens and whatever. That it gets very expensive. Bill, this is a chance to do a house tour in Hudson. As you say, it starts with an opening night cocktail party at the Bronson House. And then the following 2 days, the Saturday and Sunday, there's the opportunity to do self-guided tours of six sort of architecturally significant homes. But within each home, there is a room that really showcases the work of a local designer. And by the way, there's a big Saturday evening soiree. You'll have to go to the website for all the details. But it really, if you enjoy these things and you're looking for inspiration about how to redecorate your home, or this is a great opportunity. So that's Friday, May the 25th, the opening party, and then through Sunday, May the 27th. So check out the details on that one.
All right, as we move along, we'll go to our good friends over in Rhinebeck, Oblong Books and Music on the 25th.
Yes. Now, Oblong Books and Music are the location for an event which is really celebrating the Rhinebeck Theatre Society. And they have an upcoming production of Fun Home. And what's going to happen at Oblong Books and Music is they're going to have a panel discussion with Dorothy Longo, Ashley France, Julie Novak, and Melanie Klein. And it's all moderated by Christine Horn. And it's all about this upcoming performance at the Rhinebeck Theatre Society's, all about their production. So it's an opportunity to get a bit of an insight into the play, and how it's played by the actress who plays in it. It's an opportunity to get out and celebrate Rhinebeck Theatre as well. So it starts at 6 o'clock at Oblong Books and Music. That's the one in Rhinebeck, to check that out.
Well, the 6th Annual Hudson Berkshire Wine and Food Festival happening the 26th and 27th at the Columbia County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, well, I told you there are a few wine events one way and another, and I have to go to them to keep my health up. Well, that's what I say to the wife anyway. So this is another chance to enjoy the health benefits. Anyway, it's the 6th Annual Hudson Berkshire Wine and Food Festival. There is all sorts of wineries go along. This year there's going to be distilleries, cideries, craft brewers, and the real opportunity to see how many of them there are now in the Hudson Valley and the Berkshires. And of course, it's not just the health benefits of wine, because there's going to be gourmet cheeses, there's going to be olives, pickles, jams, maple syrups, and there are going to be a few baked items as well. So on Saturday, it's all at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham, by the way. On Saturday, it starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, runs through 6. And on Sunday, it's again an 11 o'clock kickoff, but it only runs till 5 o'clock in the evening. But definitely worthwhile getting out and wandering around and enjoying the health benefits.
We will move on now to Great Barrington, the Daniel Arts Center at Simon's Rock on the 26th and 27th.
Yeah, you know, I guess we get sort of fixated a bit in the Berkshires and Hudson Valley about how many great music centers and music organizations there are. But there are enormous number of great dance centers and dance performances which go on throughout the year now. This is an opportunity to get a small insight into one of those organizations which really helps the whole ecosystem for dance in our region. So on Saturday, May the 26th, and again on Sunday, the 27th, at the Daniel Arts Center at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington, Berkshire Pulse, which is a dance and performance arts education center based in the little town of Housatonic there, just outside Great Barrington. They're going to be presenting their 13th annual performance celebration, and of course it's a fundraiser as well. And the great thing is that students will be there. They'll be performing ballet, their jazz, tap, modern contemporary, hip-hop, and African dance, and there's going to be some drumming as well. And it's going to be doing on both those days. So if you are a supporter of dance, you want to go along and see some of the aspiring young dancers in the area, this is an opportunity. It starts at 3 o'clock both Saturday and Sunday at Simon's Rock at that Daniel Arts Center just out in Great Barrington on both the Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, definitely worthwhile. checking it out.
All right, we'll head to Copaic on the 26th, their first annual plant sale at the Grange.
Yeah, this is a lovely event to benefit the Grange, Copaic Grange. And it's, as you say, it's a plant sale. They are really going to feature perennials, annual shrubs, and there's only going to be a limited amount of vegetable plants. But on top of that, there are going to be all sorts of other things, like they're going to have bags of manure and shavings mixes for sale. There's going to be holly bush and red raspberry shoots available. They also have something which I've never heard of before, and maybe you can tell me what it are, walking onions. It sounds quite interesting. Anyway, there's going to be Jerusalem artichokes, dahlias, cosmos, all sorts of things like that. All the proceeds are to benefit Copaic Grange. Starts at 10 a.m., runs till 2, so get there, choose your plants, and get out there in the afternoon planting them, because this is looks like it's going to be a good opportunity to start to get your stuff in the ground.
Also on the 26th in New Lebanon, a visit to the Shaker Museum.
Yeah, this is the New Lebanon Shaker Museum, Marshall, as well. And we also often talk about the one in Pittsfield. This is the New Lebanon one. And they're hosting a Mount Lebanon community event. Again, it's a lovely sort of understated but really local organization. They're going to have a lecture. There's going to be live music, all sorts of face painting. One of my favorite things is they're going to have an on-site food truck, so there'll be some lovely food there as well. There'll be desserts, and it's all local. And so if you're in the New Lebanon area and you like that Shaker Museum, it's a great way of supporting it. It starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and runs till 3 o'clock. So it's not a long event, but worthwhile just joining in the local community there.
All right, Norman Rockwell Museum on the 26th.
Now, this sounds like a real fun event, actually. And the Norman Rockwell Museum is holding a Rosie the Riveter Day. And I guess this is an opportunity to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Norman Rockwell sort of rather, which was an iconic 1943 postcover, Rosie the Riveter. They're going to be, obviously, there's an enormous amount to talk about because it's historically very important. So there will be curator talks, there will be, the academic side to it as well. I don't think it would be too academic. But anyway, but on top of that, they piled all sorts of really fun art activities. There's going to be music, there's going to be dance. And something that I'm afraid neither you or I, Marshall, are likely to be winners of, they're going to have the Rosie the Riveter lookalike contest as well. So it really actually looks like it's going to be great fun. And I seem to remember only recently I was listening to the fact that the woman who was the model for Rosie the Riveter actually passed away, so only relatively recently. But I may be wrong on that. Anyway, it all is to celebrate the 75th anniversary of this really wonderful Morning Post cover. And it starts at 1 o'clock at the Norman Rockwell Museum on Saturday, May the 26th.
Well, back to New Lebanon, Tannery Pond Concerts on the 26th.
Yes, we did. Well, we've got two mentions of New Lebanon in today, which is slightly unusual because we can go for several months without mentioning it, which is a shame. So the New Lebanon is seeing the restarting of the Tannery Pond Concerts for the season. It's the season opening gala on Saturday the 26th, starting at 5 o'clock in the evening. They're featuring the Brentano Quartet and the three-time Grammy-nominated clarinetist Todd Palmer. They're going to have a big post-concert reception. The Tannery Pond Concerts are really a wonderful summer series of events, definitely worthwhile celebrating. So this is the opening of the season. So that's Saturday, the 26th at 5 o'clock in the evening up there in New Lebanon.
We'll go to, of course, the Literary Network of South Berkshire having an event on Saturday the 26th.
Yeah. Now, we talked about one concert up there in New Lebanon, but down in Great Barrington on Saturday the 26th, the Literacy Network of South Berkshire, or as I call it, LitNet, is presenting the world-renowned pianist Emmanuel Axe. This is a really fantastic opportunity. He's going to be performing in a benefit concert of works by Beethoven, Liszt, and Mozart. We've talked about LitNet before on Robin Hood Radio. It really is all about serving the immigrant and even the U.S.-born adults in Berkshire County, because what they do is they provide free, individualized, one-on-one instruction in reading and in high school equivalency test preparation, all about English for speakers of other languages. And they do it also, by the way, so you could get your citizen tests as well. So it's all about making these immigrants and these people part of the community, not just so that they can become citizens, so that they can take jobs in the community and really, I guess, at the end of the day, really become part of the community as well. It's all done through professional staff, but they have, but really, this professional staff train a team of volunteer tutors. And they really do serve a lot of the immigrants in the area. So it's really fantastic. It also helps, by the way, U.S.-born citizens who for one reason or another, didn't learn how to read and write when they were young as well. So it's all about community, building that community. It starts at 7:30 in the evening. And really, Emmanuel Axe is giving his time for this. So it is absolutely fantastic opportunity.
And we wrap things up at the Bidwell House Museum on Sunday the 27th.
Yes, well, we talked about Claremont State Historic Site. We talked about Tannery Pond and New Lebanon and the Shaker Village up there. And Bidwell House Museum as well is one of those lovely little museums which we've talked about before. They're only open in the summer, and they're opening their season with a performance called A Silver Dagger, which explores women's history through folk songs. Diane Tarras will be performing songs of love, childbirth, marriage, and adventure. She's going to be dressed in traditional costume and accompanied by her lap dulcimer and an English guitar as well. It all is to start the season off at the Bidwell House Museum. That's on Sunday, May the 27th in Monterey. It's all followed by a reception. And so it's an opportunity to get out and enjoy one of these little lovely museums in the area. Starts at 3:00 again.
And that will wrap up our adventure this week on the World Intelligence Report. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Lovely. I hope everyone gets out and about and enjoys the time.